to get up.
I have to get up and start our day.
You don't want to be late.
I believe my record for attendance and punctuality stands alone.
Friends and fellow workers.
There is a great day upon us.
This will be a good day. This will be a good day.
Turn on the radio.
I'll turn on the radio.
It's my favorite show. It's my favorite show ever.
When is our show on?
It's happening right now.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, yeah, it's a good day. You can still have those thunderclouds and, you know, storms, but air quality, not good. Thanks for being here today. We're going to rock the boat, as we always do. I don't mind rocking the boat. Just make sure you got your, you know, your little floaties on. Keep that life vest on, just in case. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with me today. Whatever I can get, I appreciate. And I tell you, if you miss any part of the show, having a conversation with somebody yesterday, I just grabbed the tail end of you talking to that nurse. Go to the podcasts. 923fmtalk.com. 991fmtalk.com. You can listen to the podcasts and check out my webpage as well. I do need to do a little updating on it. I am so far behind again. You guys are so awesome bringing me all of this incredible information that you do, but now I'm 1,312 emails behind again. It's either do social media or do my own research or check the emails. It's like, there's just not, God, why did you make it 24 hours in a day? Oh, why couldn't it be longer? I already only sleep 6 hours a day, but, you know, even that is a luxury. Today's poll question. Same websites. Dems are announcing a citizen or a pathway to citizenship in the reconciliation bill. Should Republicans support this? We've talked about this. At least this is the local excuse that our legislators give. Well, I had to sign on to that bill with the Dems so I could, you know, put in an amendment or, you know, try to make it better. So let me get this straight. As a Republican who should be fighting for our rights, will sign on to a Democrat bill that is horrible just to make it a little less horrible. Yeah, I don't understand that logic. Well, I do understand it. It's the go along to get along. I don't agree with that type of logic. The Senate, the Republicans, showed their cards. Grassley, never thought it would happen. Lindsey Graham, knew that was going to happen. He's such a snake. Mitt Romney, Murkowski, Collins, yeah. All the same old, same old. This is why we have to continue to drain the swamp. And that includes the Nevada swamp. Find out who's running for what, but there's the big question. As you just heard at the national level, with the census coming out, the Democrats are going after redistricting. And that's going to be a big thing here in Nevada because, well, the Democrats have the wheel. So we need to, I was going to say kick and scream and do whatever we can, but let's just say make sure that our voices are heard. Because this is not going to be good for us, because this is going to be all about Clark County. They're going to try to even wipe out Washoe County. The rurals, they know that the rurals are red. So they need to fix that. They need to take care of that and get rid of that and tie everything in to Clark County. I just hope that the Republicans who are in office at this time are ready to be warriors, are ready to be anti-blacks, and throw it all on the line. Get the information out there of what these Democrats are doing to this state. Because we're not going to go the way of California. Which, by the way, I hope you saw the video. Gavin Newsom having a complete and utter meltdown over the recall election. It was beautiful to see. Because he's still out there being himself, putting out his little mask mandates and, you know, you have to wear this. But then when his kids get photographed or his kid gets photographed at camp with no mask, and nobody else wearing masks, yanks them out. Again, all of this BS with the masks, this is just to drag you down. It's just more division. Because we see it time after time after time. Obama, Rashida Tlaib, Gavin Newsom, Governor Sisolak. They're just punishing the children now. They're trying to get them to fight with each other. And kids will do that. This is like the ultimate bullying contest, where it's time now for you to speak up. The consensus around town, I guess, at least with Kristen McNeil, feels that it's a radio show causing division. Do you think that? Do you think that that's the reason behind people speaking their voice? Because I've got a little something for the school district, and that was people came to me that were pissed off because you weren't listening, because the district wasn't listening. Teachers were intimidated. They didn't want to get into it. They didn't want to get involved. They didn't want to lose their paychecks. What's more important? That paycheck or integrity? That's just a question. Because there are teachers who are quitting all across this country for integrity. Because if you think that if you quit, that's the end of it, guess what? It's not. Because teachers are now becoming private contractors and doing homeschooling. And parents are eating it up. And you can go to nvgrassroots.com to find out more on how to homeschool, how to do a co-op school. They're popping up everywhere, right here in Northern Nevada. And the good thing is that that actually gives parents control once again of their child's education, of the way their child is treated. No more bullying by students or teachers or administration. Imagine that. Our system is so broken, and it is time to fix it. Did we want to have it happen during this time? No, of course not. But it's a damn good thing it did, because it needs to be fixed. If we keep letting this go on, well, then the kids have no future except for indoctrination. Law enforcement has a little thing called the blue flu. When they're not happy with something that the city does, with something that the union does, guess what? They all get the blue flu. If you want to get your point across to the Washoe County School District, to any school district, your kids need to have the blue flu. Or in this case, let's just call it the freedom flu. More people need bad cases of FF, freedom flu. Keep your kids spent a year and a half not learning their indoctrination. Pull your kids out for a week or two. Take a vacation if you can. Do something fun with them. Educate them. Give them some books on how to stand up for themselves. And guess what? Only then will the districts learn their lesson that you, the parent, is the one with the power. It's the Monica Jay Show. Phone lines are open at 884-9910. We've got Joey Gilbert on the show after 11 because we've got a situation at the Department of Corrections. And are we going to correct it? I hope so. But it takes all of us standing together.
Thank you very much. It's so hot in Las Vegas. They're changing their slogan to "Whatever happens in Vegas gives you B.O. It's so hot in Las Vegas. All the Elvis impersonators have slimmed down to the size of early Elvis. It's so hot I forgot to cross that joke off my list. It's so hot in Los Angeles. Instead of chalk, the LAPD is outlining bodies with soft serve. I won you back. That's all I got. Enjoy the rest of the show.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your show. Whatever you want to talk about. I may go off on the school district or the Department of Corrections or anything else, but you drive it. So 884-9910. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Clarissa. Clarissa, thanks for being on the program today. What's on your mind?
I want to call and say I really appreciate all that you do, that you are a voice for us, the people that are fed up and frustrated but don't have an outlet. So don't listen to the politicians that say that you're the cause of it. It's not. We're all angry and upset. So please keep up the good work.
Clarissa, thank you. I needed that. You know, it's...
Yes.
I can only be... You know, a voice for so many, and I know I'm speaking for those who are frustrated, who can't say their names, who don't want their voices recognized, and, you know, sometimes it gets a little, it's like, huh, am I talking to myself? But I know things have to be fixed, and so I appreciate that. What is the thing that is frustrating you the most?
It is a mask deal, a mask mandate. I just came back from a 13-week assignment at a level one trauma center. I have lymphoma. I would often do x-rays all by myself in ICU on people that were twice of my size. And I'm here to talk about it. I have a compromised immune system. I'm all right. You know, I never got it. So, you know, people need to freaking settle down. This virus is not going away. It's going to mutate. So we just have to live with it.
And that's
people
the thing.
Die.
There's been six different studies that show the masks don't stop people from getting the virus because the virus is too small.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very frustrating. I wanted to patronize businesses that are not enforcing that in Reno. Is there a particular coffee shop that is not making customers wear masks? I don't want to say the name. Do you know?
You know, see, that's the thing, Clarissa. People don't want to say the names because they think if they say the names that they're going to be targeted. I had a friend who took her granddaughter into a, you know, kids clothing store the other day, and the girl came running around the desk and, "You need a mask, you need a mask." And she just said, "You know what? No, I don't." You know, mandates are not laws. But Clarissa, you know, again, if you're going to a coffee shop or something like that, you don't have to wear a mask because you're eating and drinking. You know, they just, it's ridiculous the way that they pick and choose on who can and who shouldn't and when you should. And it's just to keep us all divided. So thank you. Stay strong.
Oh, yeah.
Get your caffeine and however you like it.
Have a great day, Monica. Thanks,
Clarissa. You too. I love that name. Love that name, Clarissa. You know what? It is frustrating. And Clarissa's not the first person. I just got an email the other day. "Monica, we want to go out to dinner. You know, where's a good place that's not enforcing masks?" That's the thing with food. All you do is you wear it in. And that's it. But you still shouldn't have to do that. Everybody's picking and choosing. But nobody wants to publicly put their name out there. Stop abating. Stop enabling these companies. Just go. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. I know people don't like confrontation. My husband hates it. That's the only thing that annoys him about me. Well, okay, we'll let that one go. He asked me to wear a mask when we went to Sam's Club. I just walked behind. He didn't want the confrontation. He doesn't want the hassle. How much of a hassle do you think it was for the founding fathers? Come on. It's not a hassle for you to stand up for your rights, for your freedoms. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He came out and said, "Fudge their freedoms." That wasn't exactly the F word he used. When did we stop believing in freedom? I know we've been losing our First Amendment right and they're going after our Second Amendment right. But seriously? We're just down to trampling all over people's personal freedoms? I don't accept that. And you shouldn't either. Whether it's on a bus, whether it's on an Uber, this is how convenient and how comfortable we've gotten. Because, well, when somebody's denied access to a bus or an Uber or a Lyft or whatever, I see a lot more people picking up a bike or walking. People of means have the option to drive their car. People without means don't have that option. But they know that they're not going to give up their freedoms. Just keep calling around until you can find that person who will pick you up. Because they are out there. And until we all band together and help the next person understand they have to stand up for their freedoms, this garbage is just going to keep coming at us. It's the Monica Jay Show.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on the 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, which don't forget, you can also stream the show live there. I get a lot of people saying, well, I want my family to hear you back east. Just tell them to stream the show. It's that easy. Thank goodness for the internet, I guess. Thank goodness for Al Gore and his invention. Dems are announcing a pathway to citizenship in the reconciliation bill. Should Republicans support this? Just a thought. Pathway to citizenship. We'll go over that with the infrastructure bill. I've got some interesting things to bring you in that. But first, yesterday's poll question. Do you believe Nancy Pelosi when she says she'll step down as Speaker of the House? 87% said no. We're just so used to the lies. We're so used to, you know, the manipulation. It's like, no, I don't believe her. Thank you very much. So a friend just sent me this. If you were unable to attend the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees meeting from the 10th, you got to love this kid. Because how many people, how many adults, how many students want to do this, but they don't have the courage yet? Because remember, everybody gets a trophy. We keep all the kids, you know, on the same level. We don't teach them to be standouts or stand up for themselves. It's literally silencing the kids. But finally, Spencer says no more. I love it.
You're going to make your public comment, sir. We'd like to go right back to you. Can we call his name again, please?
Spencer Armstrong.
Armstrong, Mr. Armstrong. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for being here. Welcome back.
Thank you. My first day of school was yesterday. It went fine just because I was able to socialize with kids my age again, since last year you took that all away from us. Other than that, it was shocking because my U.S. History 1 teacher said no Civil War, no Constitution, no American Revolution will be taught. She is going to teach us about Black Lives Matter and LGBTQ. She also said if you were born male but are a female now, and if you have parents that are against you being that way and won't let you be that way, you can be that way in this class and to make sure to talk to me so I don't bring it up to your parents over the phone. One thing about me is I don't lie to my dad, and that's why I'm here today. Teachers are wanting kids to lie to parents so they can teach them evilness and brainwash them. She also had us write our names on index cards and asked us what our pronouns are. Kidding me? I go to school to learn history and about our country and our great country, not about politics. You also think kids back to school is all great and all happy, but for the most part, it really isn't. And now teenagers are scared to talk to each other because there is muzzles on their faces and they don't remember how to act. So if you're all about the schools and the health of kids, take the masks off and then kids can have a choice for themselves. And for the most part, they'd all take them off. So please just do the right thing. I have now been enrolled from McQueen High School, thankfully, so I can now pursue my own learning career the right way. And that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you, Mr. Armstrong. That's the way to do it. Parents, I'm not a parent. I don't know the struggles personally that you go through. I'll be the first to admit that. I just know what I would do. And I would have my kid yanked out of the Washoe County School District faster than Kristen McNeil or Dr. Angie Taylor's head could spin. Because they are allowing this. No, you know what? They're not just allowing it. They're encouraging it. Our kids deserve better. All right. Our state employees deserve better. We're going to have Joey Gilbert on with us at 11:08. Lawsuit in the works. It was already in the works, but more people are joining into it, including state workers. A lot of people know that I've been working with the Department of Corrections, or trying to. Actually, no, I've been working with inmates because the Department of Corrections won't return phone calls, won't return messages that have been left. I know people don't deal with the Department of Corrections unless you know someone who works there or you know someone who's living there right now. And everybody needs to be treated with respect. If you're doing your time, do your time, figure out why you're in there, and correct yourself if you want to be a part of society. But here's the deal. You still have rights if you are incarcerated. I've been working with Jack Getz, or trying to, working with his power of attorney person, Diane. The legal system failed him because his lawyer failed him. Big time. Life in prison without parole for defending his own life against a gangbanger. Forced, and I do say forced because when intimidation is used, when restrictions are used, you can't see your family unless you have a shot of an experiment. That's forced into a situation. And now he's sick from that shot and doesn't want to die in prison. But they won't let us get in touch with him. They won't let us talk to him. I have a big problem with that. So members of the Department of Correction, people who work there, know that I've been fighting for this. So they felt comfortable coming to me and saying, you know what, Monica? It's more messed up than you or anybody else believe it is. Because it's not just the freedoms of those who are incarcerated are being taken away. It's the employees as well. It's the employees who feel that, you know, I don't need to get a shot of something that is experimental, that is not approved, to do my job. In my personal opinion, you don't need to either. But in a Department of Corrections administrative meeting that was held with the governor, he's making it very clear that these mandates are going to stand with the Department of Corrections, that everybody get a shot. that everybody get the Fauci ouchie. Now, why is that? Wasn't it the Department of Corrections? And I've spoken personally with someone who is in the department. Wasn't it the Department of Corrections who spent a massive amount of taxpayer dollars and received a massive amount of hydroxychloroquine when this all started? Well, guess what? Nobody can tell me where that hydroxychloroquine is. Is it being given to the inmates? I was guaranteed no. It's not being given to the inmates. Is it being given to the staff as a prophylaxis so they don't get sick? No, it's not being given to staff, at least not here at the Nevada State Prison in Carson. Have there been any protocols put in place for Regeneron? You know, the treatment. Just in case you get COVID, which, by the way, is 99.6% survivable. We've had deadlier flus than that. Yet nobody was shoving an experimental so-called vaccine down our throats. So what's the deal? It's all about your rights. They are trying to figure out who's going to push back and who's not. People's jobs, careers, livelihoods are now in the balance. But we have this piece of paper called the Constitution and another piece of paper called the Bill of Rights that aren't just pieces of paper. They're worth fighting for. And that's why we have Joey Gilbert.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. The symposium is still going on, just in case you know or didn't know. The cyber symposium that's being put on by Mike Lindell, it's going to end today. And they were attacked. He actually put it on different platforms because he knew that they would be attacked. Now, obviously, my show only goes until 12 o'clock, and I want you listening to me. But you have got to get the information tonight, whenever you can, to go on to America's Real News or go on to OAN, go on to Rumble. They're all replaying it hour by hour so you can get the information, because the media is trying to portray it as a circus that, you know, is just a bunch of fake information. And no, it's not. And that has been pointed out numerous times. It is a We the People movement because elected representatives who were put in place, who were targeted and put in place with a lot of money from the Open Societies Foundation, George Soros, Bloomberg, and so many others, to keep things like this buried. But it's not going to be buried. Especially our neighbors to the west.
Emergency news here. I just got notified that He was just discovered that two Dominion employees work at the Sacramento County Voter Registrar Office. Why would Dominion employees be working at one of our voter offices? They're making easy to update the machine. It was confirmed. They're working there. It was confirmed by at a board of supervisor meeting.
Yeah, they're just working there. They did that in counties, in states all across this country, that, oh, we'll just have a couple people come in and run it for you. This election was stolen nationwide. And here's why you need to watch all of this play out, because so many people came forward after the election and said, well, President Trump said he knew it was going to happen. Why didn't he stop it? Because if he stopped it, then you would never know how corrupt our elections are. We have heard this for years and years from disgruntled voters that said, well, my vote doesn't count, or it's being stolen. But they knew something, and people weren't paying attention. And now you even have election officials saying, oh, well, yeah, there's voter fraud, but it's not that much. One vote of voter fraud is too much. If you are listening to an official that says, oh, you know, there's always going to be voter fraud, then that person needs to be removed from the system. Because there should be no question about our elections. And now here's the question that many other countries are asking, because they use the same machines. They use the same software. They use the same corrupt systems. We cannot rely on the elected representatives to fix a corrupt system that keeps them in power over the people. The people have to demand. The people have to take control. That's why our founding fathers put the Constitution and our Bill of Rights into place. They knew this was going to happen. They understood and understand the nature of corruption when someone wants to control the populace. So it's up to us to fix it. It's up to us to demand that all the election boards, all the people on them, are out. And new people are brought in. Dr. Shiva has been talking about this. We'll bring that up later in the show, because he's been following this for a long time. But stick around, because Joey Gilbert, if you know anybody who works for the state, he's on your side. So listen up when we come back after this Fox News break and this business news break here on the Monica Jay Show.